Check, mic, check. Alright, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Alright. So, man, we're gonna dive into it, man. It's conscious said, man. Sports and politics, man. We out of here. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of politics going on in sports, but also, you know, also just in real life, it's a lot of politics, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, got Big Bro Spence, man, you know, the sports commentator, you know, for Conscious or Crazy, you know, hip-hop commentator for, you know, for the hip-hop heads only, you know what I'm saying? You know, Big Bro, of course, man, how you been doing, man? We gonna go to jump into the fight, but how you been doing, man? What other sports you been paying attention to? And then we can dive into this fight, though.
I mean, I really, other than basketball, I don't know, I haven't really been paying attention to any other sports. I know golf has been doing, you know, Tiger was doing a little bit of his thing, but I think he didn't, I think he made the final cuts, but I think he didn't finish. But I really haven't been looking at other sports, really. I mean, the NBA, the playoffs in the NBA is going to be really interesting this year. Actually watching a game currently too with the Clippers and Dallas matchup.
Gotcha.
I have been, of course, paying attention consistently with boxing this year. You know, definitely last night was probably, to a lot of people, a shock, a surprise. I will say it probably kind of was surprising to me too.
Oh, you got catfish too, huh?
Yeah, I would say because
where'd you because
I mean, I would say it was surprising because, you know, Devin Haney is very professional. I watched a lot of Devin Haney fights. He's really professional, and he sticks to his. It's hard to get him off of his game plan, and he did not look like himself at all. Because he got hurt early.
Yeah.
He got hurt early in the first round with the left hook, but a lot of people were just like questioning whether he practiced on being watchful for the left hook. He said he did. You know, he said his hand. To be honest, man, I really.
He took a bite, man.
I will say this: watching the fight, that first round probably not. Like, just he lost confidence after the first round. I think his, actually, to be honest, his dad even said in an interview, he said that once he got hit and felt Ryan's power in the first round, and, you know, pretty much got hurt, his legs was never the same. His legs was never underneath him. He was pretty much a wobbly baby deer.
His legs were wobbly, man.
His legs was rubbery, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
the rest of the fight, mainly. When your legs is not underneath you as a boxer,
yeah,
that means your power is, you don't have any. He already had struggles with power anyway. People always question his power. Dang. The only thing he really has is a good jab.
Dang.
I mean, but and he's really good. He can be really good defensively. You know what I'm saying? But
of course.
His strength is his jab.
Yeah, man.
He makes sure he keeps you at distance, and he has a nice one too. He has a nice straight right hand.
Hey, man, I'm gonna ask the real question just real quick, just to get it out the way. How bad did he make Oakland look last night?
To be honest, he did kind of put a stain on Oakland.
Yeah, he put some. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His toughness showed. Because he could have. Because, bro.
I ain't gonna
like
lie. He should have stayed down. He really cost me money. Devin Haney, forget you, dog. I don't respect that, cuz. You wasn't gonna win the rest of the rounds. You might as well stay down, man. I'm gonna be whole honest, man. That's what I would do. I'm getting paid anyway.
But see, that would have.
I ain't gonna lose the title anyway. Nah. You gonna stay on that canvas, nigga. You cost me $250, bro. I'm mad at you, Devin.
I
got a resentment, Dev. Nah, I bet it on Garcia. He didn't get him out, and I forgot to bet on Garcia for the decision, and I'm mad. Thanks, Devin. You messed me up. I was looking at round seven. He was looking wobbly, and then round nine, It's like, Devin, you really messed me up. You should have just sat down somewhere. Like, I'm mad as hell. I got a resentment, man.
I mean, I feel you, bro. I was thinking about betting, and I should have.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. Why was Devin Haney dressing up like Blade, like through all the, like, leading up to the fight? Like, my man was dressing like Blade. He had the shades, had the leather, but you didn't deliver like Wesley Snipes. You look bad.
Even low key last night, man. Like,
he was facing the Riddler. He was facing Ace Ventura ass. Ryan Garcia was crazy as Jim Carrey, my nigga. That's all I kept. Like, man, this nigga's Ace Ventura, man.
Yeah.
This nigga, alrighty, man. This nigga crazy. Like, it's like, you don't fight a nigga crazy like him. Like, Ryan was different. It was crazy. But I feel like Ryan was trolling him the whole time, and I feel like some form of fashion, Devin seen the trolls, he didn't take him serious, but Ryan, when he stepped in the ring, he was none of business. You know, the first round, he was none of business. But, you know, I think, I'm going to be whole honest, I think Devin might have took him lightly because he seen, you know, of course, the Davis fight. It's like, he's nothing to worry about. But Tank Davis is not no Devin Haney, and Devin Haney ain't no Tank Davis.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. So Devin, man, he shouldn't have took him lightly. Plus, Devin ain't got no power to win the rest of the rounds. He had to knock him out to win. Like, if you in that situation, like I just said earlier, man, sit your ass on the canvas. This is like, man, Devin. The fight was over for you. Like, you
and like you said,
he might as well. He was TKO the whole time. He was just TKO, but he was just wobbly on legs like Bambi. Like, it was terrible, bro. It's terrible.
Yeah. And to be honest, he wasn't gonna lose his title because dude didn't meet the weigh-in.
Yeah, so he got lucky there.
Yeah, he really got. He should be thanking Garcia because he would have been not the champion no more. It would have looked even worse. But right now, he's a paper champion,
Damn. And
it looks because he lost technically. If dude made weight, and he was 140,
3.2,
he would have been not the champion right now. So right now he's a paper champion. All right,
so paper, plastic. All right, who is he facing next? Is he facing Garcia again? Is that his back?
His dad immediately. Because the thing is, his pride is hurt. Oh, he got embarrassed because think about it, he was so heavily favored. People kept doubting Garcia. Oh, this dude's a joke. His antics, and he kept saying, "Oh, your antics is gonna haunt you." I watched a lot of the stuff that was leading up to the fight, and I saw their back and forth, the fates off, all that. And yeah, Garcia just trolling him, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, but of course that was a part of his game plan. And the thing is, Haney got off of his game plan.
Yeah, he got in his head. I knew he got in his head.
He definitely got in his head.
Obviously, when he shoved him, he shoved him, you know, what was that at? Like, Empire State, wherever they was at in New York.
Yep.
He shoved him. Like, Haney fell for the old trick in the book. Like, he got in your head. Like, he was already defeated. Like, I just felt like, plus, like, you ain't no power hitter. You talking all this power. You know what I'm saying? Meet me in the ring. Meet me in the center of the ring. Like, hold up, Devin. You're not Tank.
Exactly. Like, you're not like that. You've never been like that.
It's like, yo, when is... Oh, shoot. All right, Oakland can punch now. This is crazy. Like, Oakland... Nah, man. You It's like, he was talking. Like, yo, like, okay.
So he was,
I heard rumors, he got a new punching power. He downloaded a new punching power. Like, nigga, hold up. How can you download a new punching power? And it's fight 32, nigga. Hold, wait a minute. You've been holding out, nigga? It's like, nah, you ain't got punching power, dog. It's cool.
He don't have punching power because his knockout ratio speaks for itself.
It's like, be you, Devin. He was trying to be somebody else. That's the problem. And I don't know, man. He was watching Blade too much.
I think it's also his dad hypes him up.
His dad,
Devin, don't get me wrong. Devin's a great boxer, but I think he sometimes is delusional.
He can't box. He can't. That's the thing. Like, you would be a great boxer, but when you're facing a brawler, you know what I'm saying? You better learn how to punch back and like make them jabs sting. You know, to keep them away. Like, if you, after a while, man, you could get hit on the chin, but you know he's known for that left. Like, You gonna get dropped. I respect him getting up, but at the same time, you cost me money, Dev. Man, I'm pretty pissed still.
Yeah, man.
I'm on my frank to say.
But I saw another boxer. He had an interview about the fight too. His name is Gary Russell. He's a younger up and coming lightweight. He's in the same division. But he called it. He said Ryan Garcia has a punching chance because he's putting on weight. He's trying to, and plus people forget Ryan Garcia is still very fast. He has fast hands, so it didn't matter how much he was overweight, he was still going to match Devin Haney in speed.
So let me.
And he already had the power advantage.
Yeah. So I guess, of course. So who's Devin Haney's next fight? We don't know. It's just a question mark.
I feel like he might fight him. Because he's not going to jump right back in there away against Ryan Garcia.
He set his ass down somewhere. He made it. Was that worse than Crawford versus Spence? Was that worse? Or was that about the same?
No. It wasn't worse. Because dude finished the fight.
Yeah.
Devin Haney, and that's what I'm telling you. You said you asked me if he made Oakland look bad. Technically, he kind of did put a stain on Oakland, but he did make him look bad because he showed heart.
He didn't get knocked out.
He showed heart, and he stayed in the fight.
He stayed in the fight, but was he in the fight anymore? No, he wasn't.
I mean, he technically wasn't.
I ain't gonna hold you, man.
His legs was gone.
Nigga. That referee became his father, nigga. He taught him how to walk again, nigga. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
He was like, no, you can't fall down. No, this is how. On your two feet now. Like,
to be honest, that ref almost.
He got the bag. He got
that,
the 1.5. I already know how this. Man, I know how boxing is. Nigga. He got the.
Yeah.
He got the 1.5, man.
Yeah, he probably
gave it to
him.
Nigga, bro, that's crazy, bro. He gave the referee a tip, bro. This is crazy, bro. He tipped the referee after the L, though. This is like, he didn't win. He tipped him in defeat. Like, this is crazy.
Bro, it was, man.
Yeah.
Very crazy, man. Because it's like, what? Like, bro, you two involved in this fight. Like, these two have a history. And that's another thing people, like, you have to realize.
Ryan, he 4-3. You know what I'm saying? He 4, like, that's the race. 4-3.
Technically. Yeah. I mean, but this was the NBA Finals, though.
Of course. So,
or the Super Bowl. This was the Super Bowl.
I was going to say NBA Finals, he got swept. And he swept. 4-3. That you be done.
Yeah. Technically, he won the playoff series.
Best of seven.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's another thing too. When you know the opponent like they do, like they know each other, man. Like I said, they grew up in the amateurs.
Man, they went to amusement parks together. That shit was crazy. I heard they went to amusement parks together and stuff like that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They got a history, but shoot,
they got a history, man. So when you know your opponent like that, and y'all have this history, like. You know, y'all of course do have respect low key for each other, but you know, you know that you have to do something different.
I ain't gonna hold you,
bro. And that's what Ryan did. He did something different.
I ain't gonna hold you, man. You shouldn't fight nobody that's a cokehead. You don't fight cokeheads, nigga. You don't fight niggas with ADHD, DDA, ADD, and like you don't take them chances.
But
seriously,
Devin wanted to do it, man.
Hey,
and I think Devin needed to get knocked down off his high horses.
You think he needed this fight to humble him? Cause you feel
I do.
I feel like he was dressing
Devin,
different. Devin was acting different. He was acting crazy.
Yeah, ever since he beat Lomachenko,
twice.
This dude thought he was the stuff. And people said that they robbed Lomachenko. They said Lomachenko beat him.
The last fight?
Yeah.
The second fight?
It was like
or the first fight.
What are you talking about? Devin only fought Lomachenko once.
Oh no, I'm talking about the other dude he fought twice. Who's the other dude he fought twice?
Oh, Kim Bosis, that was a walk in the park.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying,
all these damn weird ass names. Is he fighting no name niggas? Let's be honest. He got the 31 off the face of no name niggas.
Who is?
Devin Haney. Did he even face?
No, bro. No, these dudes are high class. like I said,
he even fights foreigners, man.
Like I said, before the Kambosos, before he fought Kambosos, he beat Lomachenko to become the undisputed lightweight champion.
Lomachenko is crazy. That's a crazy name. I don't know why it is, but that's a, man. He be finding these fighters, man. So yeah, man, I beat Lomachenko, and then I knocked off then Gride. It was like, it was just random, these random boxer names is crazy, man.
You don't know about Lomachenko?
Nah, I know, I'm just playing, I'm just trolling.
I'm about to say, like,
I'm trolling like Drake, man. I'm trolling like Drake. I got the Tupac AI, and then I got the Tupac Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying? I'm trolling like Drake. But nah, bro, so where did Devin Haney go from now? Is he going to learn how to knock people out, or he's just going to, you know, continue? What do you
mean? A lot of people say he should go up to 147 because he might get stronger. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They think that he has to make this weight cut for his, bro. Devin Haney is like 5'9", 5'10". He's like Earl Spence.
Damn.
So he probably walks around 165, almost 170.
Yeah,
so making that cut to 140, man, that's draining. That's 30 pounds, and you know, the more weight you got on you, the stronger you can be.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like you automatically push. You can automatically like push your weight. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're doing push-ups,
hey man, I'm
you're 170, 200.
Another elephant in the room is Garcia. Another spinoff of Oscar De La Hoya.
He's
the offspring. That's our
thing. That's been obvious for years. I mean, that's why Oscar De La Hoya signed him.
Kind of look like him a little bit. Anywho, I don't know. Right. He might got some kids out there, just like Jordan got some kids out there. I'm sorry. Edward and Butler, I'm sorry. They look like brothers. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's a possibility.
He got kids out there. Jordan got kids.
Jordan wasn't faithful to his wife.
Oh, shit. No. Yeah, but anywho, where else, man? What other boxing matches we expecting? And then we can talk about the finals a little bit. I mean, not the finals, but predictions for the finals, but the playoffs first and how you feeling. But all right, so Devin Haney, he's going to sit out the rest of the year, or he's going to do a late fight this year? What you thinking?
I think Devin Haney is going to... He's gonna be back in the ring.
Is Tank done for the year? Who are the fight? Because I know Canelo, he got a fight coming up. Who else you want to fight this year? And
well,
to see outside
I
Tyson, outside of Tyson predictions, Tyson, you know, it's gonna be, you know, about an even fight, or you know, it's an exhibition. But people worried about Tyson for some reason. I don't know. What you think?
Well, I mean, to answer your first question, I believe Devin Haney will be back in the ring this year. I think he will probably take a tune-up, or it might be another big name, but he definitely will fight Ryan Garcia again.
So 5 years from now, like that Kendrick release gonna be. That Kendrick release is gonna be 5 years from now. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Because we're already in April, and you do need at least a good 60-day, maybe 70-day training camp to get ready for a fight. So I would just guess and say that, Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney probably will fight at the top of next year in a rematch. Devin Haney probably will fight another good fighter before the end of the year. I don't know who. He's definitely not gonna get Tank. Tank, actually, I can see Ryan Garcia and Tank fighting again, but
I think Garcia already brushed that off. He don't want to go through that again.
Yeah, he mentioned it in the interview. After the fight, actually, Oscar De La Hoya said the only way that Ryan Garcia will fight Tank again is if they meet at 145.
I think that could be done, but I don't know if Tank. Who do you edge now? Are you still edging Tank? Because I feel like you can't really not edge Tank. Tank, he gonna get the edge regardless, man.
But I will say, watching how Ryan Garcia did Devin Haney in this fight, it kind of make it more interesting because he has more power. Because that was the whole gripe. Ryan Garcia had to meet all of Tank's requirements.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That was crazy. Hey man, hey, you're gonna be dehydrated, cuz hold up man, you need to it was crazy. Hold up man, you need to, hey, wait, you gotta wear waterproof boxing shoes. Wait a minute, you gotta have
you can't gain no more than 10 pounds the night of.
It's like, wait a minute, you can't have a fade. Wait a minute, you can't use your left hand. Okay, you can't, guess what? You can't use your left hand. You can't use your right hand either. What else?
Yeah, bro.
It was crazy.
It was like that, bro.
It was crazy. Like, wait a minute, you gotta say my name in every round. You gotta say Tank Davis. And like, it was crazy requirements.
Yeah.
So, wait a minute.
But Ryan Garcia met all those requirements just because he wanna give the fans a good fight.
Yeah. So I guess question was that fight disappointing, or did it live up to the hype? Was we disappointed in the fight last night?
I think it lived up to the hype because Ryan, because look, you, like I said, you got to think, people were already counting Ryan out, man. A lot of people, like, everybody was going with Devin. Everybody was.
Devin the dude, yeah.
I did. I went with Devin. I said Ryan. I told my friend, you know, Mark and all them. I was like, bro, I think Ryan Garcia is trying to get in Devin Haney's head. He is trying to throw him off his game. He is trying to bring more people to the fight to buy it. He's trying to sell tickets because he's trying to promote himself as the bad guy.
Yeah.
He's doing everything, you know. And even Roy Jones said it too. You know, in an interview, Ryan is really smart. He's not crazy.
Nah, he just got ADHD. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and of course he said it after he won, but I knew what he was doing. He was trying to throw Devin Haney off his game because, like I said, they know each other, bro.
Yeah.
So you have to try to do something different. This is the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
You have to do something different. Y'all already faced off 6 times. So y'all 3-3. So what's going to be the decision, like the main deciding factor this time?
Yeah.
Like, how do you separate yourself? And that's what Ryan did. So,
all right,
so I don't know, man. I'm thinking it met all the requirements, I think, as a boxing fan, because he shocked the world in a way. He shocked the world.
I feel like Devin, crazy thing, Devin was the golden boy. It was crazy. Devin, you know, the dream, you know. But,
yeah, bro. Yeah, he was, yes.
But he didn't stay on the assignment, man. I just knew, like, he didn't stay on the assignment, man. His legs was noodles, man. That was crazy.
Yeah,
like I said, Devin, damn, man, that's crazy. You robbed me. You robbed me.
And to be honest, people, I think it's not as simple as we try to make it, because yes, we all know they kept saying the whole fight leading up, watch out for the left, because that's everybody know that's Ryan Garcia's go-to, is that left hook, that's his strength. But to be honest, and to make it very, very fair, he also started throwing combinations in between throwing the left hook, so it confused Devin too. So now he's not only now watching out for the left hook, it's other punches coming at him.
Yeah, that's why Devin gotta learn how to punch, man. He gotta punch. You need some haymakers,
you need an arsenal. You need an arsenal, and that's why it was smart, and I paid attention. Ryan Garcia, this is the second fight that he's had Derrick James in his corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Derrick James is a good trainer, man. He helped Ryan Garcia a lot in this fight because he told him to throw multiple. I saw him in the corner. He said, throw multiple combinations, bro. And that's what he did. And also, he tricked Devin Haney, too, because he started out strong, and then he started waiting for counter punches.
Yeah.
He started waiting for just that one punch.
Yeah.
So he played with his pace of the fight. He's like, okay, I'm going to be aggressive now. Oh, I'm going to fade back.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be aggressive now. Oh, I'm going to fade back. Like, so it messes with your rhythm as a boxer.
Yeah.
You know, if you, if, especially if the dude is controlling the pace now, which Ryan Garcia was. So Devin Haney didn't really have a real say in the fight because he never really set the tone, man. He was playing catch up.
Second round, Devin, he kind of made a staple. Like, okay, Devin, all right, cool, he's back in the fight. It's kind of his fight now. And then third round, okay, and then all of a sudden, he started, had the noodle legs, you know what I'm saying? Became Bambi. It's like, God damn it, he's Bambi right now. This nigga's Bambi. This nigga got the Jonathan Major nose right now, face and all that. Jesus Christ, this nigga's Bambi. This Kane the Conqueror, man. They done sat Kane the Conqueror down. This is crazy. Right in Brooklyn. another L for black people in New York again. We didn't learn again. God damn. But yeah, shoot, man. Yeah, you know, I love to see the next fight. I love to see Devin Haney improve, man. You know, learn from this fight and see what happens. I feel like, I'm gonna be whole honest, like, I feel like his father gotta stop hyping him, man, and gotta hold his
exactly.
accountable, man. And we seen that with Duke, you know, from Cincinnati. What's his name? Because he faced Crawford before Spence, and his father's like, his father threw the towel. What's Duke's name?
Sean Porter.
Sean Porter, exactly. Yeah,
Sean Porter.
Yeah, but shoot, man, it was crazy, bro. Shoot, yeah, man. Salute to Devin, hey, man. You know, you got your title, man. Hey, just,
he should count it as a blessing.
Yeah, you know, stay humble. I feel like Devin was always humble. And then as soon as he stopped getting humble,
it's like,
yeah, but, he gonna learn from this. He's 25, he gonna learn. I think it's good that he learned now. But shoot. Let's see who else Garcia fight. Is Garcia done for the rest of the year, or is he fighting somebody else?
I think Garcia fights again.
All right, who is he fighting? Just anybody, or?
I think he, okay, this is what I heard.
He wants
somebody in the 147 division. He said he's going up to 147. So we might see Ryan Garcia fight somebody in the 147 division.
Alright, put a name on it, man. Who you like to see him fight?
I mean, if I was completely honest...
Oh, shoot, be honest.
And I've already heard...
keeping nothing but a bean on Sports and Politics, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I heard try to fight Boo Ennis.
Okay.
That's what I seen, names that's out there, and I think he might have mentioned it in the post-conference post-fight. Boots Ennis.
Dang. All right.
You know? And people been ducking Boots.
They've been ducking Boots.
They've been ducking them,
scared
bro.
Scared of Mr. Boots. Scared of Boots. Oh yeah.
Scared of them.
I don't know if, man, that's gonna be a good fight. I edge Boots, man, because Boots, I've been seeing the clips, but also somebody brought up, of course, you know, it's a different, you know, class, weight class probably, but Shakur. They love to see Garcia versus
Shakur. See, but the thing about that, I wouldn't say that ship has sailed, but he's gonna make Shakur go up in weight. He's not gonna fight Shakur at 135. Ryan Garcia can't make 135 no more. He couldn't make 140.
Yeah.
He said it in the post conference. He can't make 140. His body won't let him. So yeah, he's probably gonna get that fight. But that's probably going to be a fight at 147. And that's not going to be probably until, like, probably 2025, late 2025, if that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, actually, Shakur will fight Tank Davis before that.
Yeah. And who you rooting for in that fight, man?
It's hard.
Ready for Tank right now.
I just think Tank is the boogeyman, bro. Yeah, he's really the Mike Tyson of this division, like of the lightweight. division. Like, he just got that eraser. He got that eraser that nobody got, bro. And he has skills too as a boxer. Like, he can really be technically sound as a boxer and beat you in points if he wanted to. Shakur is a very technical boxer too, man. He plays chess out there too, but he has had bad performances. He's had bad performances before. And plus he don't have knockout power like Tank got. That's another knock on Shakur.
Dang.
You know, so he can hurt you, but he don't really get like, people out of there.
It's like, you gonna need some ice, my nigga, but he ain't gonna get you out of there. It's
like, right.
It's like, nigga, take an ice bath, nigga. You be alright, but yeah, he ain't gonna hurt you.
Yeah.
But yeah, shoot. Alright, man. Shoot, yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be a good year. And then is Spence done? And then who else Crawford hunting for, man? Who else Crawford? Who would you like to see Crawford take out? Because I feel like Crawford's
going to eventually
fight.
He's
taking out everybody. I just feel like Crawford's that guy to take out everybody. My man got shot in the head and drew to the hospital, man. He different.
He's
Nebraska strong. I ain't never seen him hurt no shit like that, man.
Man,
50 Cent, who? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's different. Like, yo, what? But going ahead.
That's a get rich or die trying story for real, man.
But yeah, real life. Boxing.
For real.
You know, but, so yeah, who else you see? You know, what you got for Crawford? What you got for Spence? And Spence, should Spence, like, if like he got like 3 more fights in him, 4 more? Like, Spence,
I didn't like
that last fight for Spence, man.
I don't say they got at least a good. I say 6. I say good 6 fights. Well, okay, for Earl Spence, I think I'll say 6. But Crawford maybe only got about 3 fights he wants. He wants Canelo. He's probably going to fight one of the Charlo twins, the main twin that he was talking trash to. So he's going to fight him. But another fight, I mean, I don't know who could be. I heard it could be Tim Zoo.
These crazy names again. Salute to Tim Zoo.
Yeah, he just lost a couple weeks ago.
Damn, Tim, damn.
but he was a good. He's a good fighter though.
Got you.
He was undefeated before he lost.
Got you.
The real reason, to be honest, the real reason he probably lost was because he had a cut on his eye, and it was just hard for him to fight the rest of the fight because it was so bloody.
And I hate those situations for boxers, man. They be ready to fight, and all of a sudden a headbutt, you know, a crazy slash happens, and then
and this time it was an elbow.
Yeah, exactly, elbow. It's crazy. But shooting it in, Spence, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm at the point where I don't know about Spence anymore. I'm not even certain about Spence anymore.
To be honest, bro, this is what will, and I think this will give the fans closure. I think it will give the fans a lot of closure, but I think Earl Spence, to get back in the ring after fighting Crawford, I think he should take on, and this might be shocking to some people, but this is, to be honest, I feel like there's always been a question mark, because dude ducked him, and then soon as Earl Spence got on top, the same dude was like, hey, we should go ahead and try to fight, but I think to go ahead and give the fans to honor the fans, I think they should do, it should be Earl Spence versus Keith Thurman. I think that'll be a good fight. They could probably do 140. They can actually decide. They can do a catch weight, actually. They can just do a catch. They don't have to, because to be honest, Earl Spence is not going back down to 147. He's going to fight at 154. And also, Keith Thurman was already going to fight at 154 also. He's not going back to 147. So they technically fight at 154.
Gotcha.
So that would be a good tune-up. And actually, Thurman was supposed to fight Tim Zoo. He was supposed to fight Tim Zoo. And then he gets injured in training camp.
Oh, somebody dropped
him. Like always.
That's crazy. I broke my finger. He broke his finger. It's crazy.
Yeah, with his broken down body.
Broke his whole hand. This is crazy. Oh, really? That's great. But anyway.
Yeah, Tim Zoo.
Yeah, all right, bet. Salute
He's
to Sam, 29, man.
And yeah, he lost one fight just recently.
All right, cool. So predictions for the playoffs, man. How you think about this round? I edged the Lakers, man. I mean, I give the Lakers maybe one or two games. If I'm being nice, I give them two if I'm being nice. One,
okay.
Be very honest, but
I feel like that's fair.
I see the Nuggets winning, of course. I'm not. And I'll be honest, man, the Suns and the Wolves, man. I'm edging the Wolves, man. I'm sorry. I don't see it.
I'm telling you, bro.
Playing,
the Wolves got size, man. I think Kevin Durant has to have a real sit down, you know, after this series, man. Because I don't think they can get past the Wolves, man. Mm. And they're younger. But I don't know, man. Then again, they could. They got Bradley Beal. They got Booker.
They got a. I ain't trying to put smut on his name, but they got Bradley Beal. Kind of, they should have got him like maybe 3 years ago. It would have made a difference, maybe four. If I'm being honest, you know. But I ain't trying to put no smut on Bradley, but Bradley, he gets you some buckets. Bradley is still bucket man, you know.
Bradley's still bucket man.
Trust me, Bill will kill. You know what I'm saying? Salute. You know what I'm saying? Bradley, Bill will kill. You know what I'm saying? Salute. I'm looking at the Clippers and Mavericks. For some reason, I mean, if Kawhi don't enter the series, I'm edging the Mavericks, man. I take the Mavericks.
Yeah, well, I've been watching the game a little bit, and the Mavericks getting their socks blown off
now.
They're
gonna lose. They in Cali, right? I didn't check.
So
it makes sense. I could see the Mavericks maybe in six. If I'm being nice, because I don't see the Clippers not at least winning two games. You know what I'm saying?
To be honest, it's probably.
I'm rooting for the Clippers though. If Kawhi steps back in, I think I'm edging them.
Right. I think Kawhi Leonard is the deciding factor. But they're playing good without Kawhi Leonard right now.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. They could be able to beat them without Kawhi.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
But they are doing what they're supposed to be doing because they're at home. You're supposed to win the first two games at home. And then the Dallas Mavericks, they're supposed to win at home, too.
Yeah.
But they said the series don't really start until somebody steals a game at the other person's home, so.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, man. And who else we got? We got. What other series you looking at? What other series you let's see. East Coast. I see Boston. I don't see Boston losing to the Heat. That's crazy. Yeah, he's somewhere in Texas, chilling, man. But anywho, who else you rooting for? Let's see. We got. Do you edge the Pacers if you know freaky man don't freak minds don't enter the series? Who you edging?
Yeah, I probably will slightly edge the Pacers, but the problem is.
What's the problem is, Kendrick? Some sucker shit in the NBA? There's some sucker shit in the NBA? Well, no, my fault. Problem is all this sucker shit in the NBA. Shit, I've been through probably offend you. No, I was going ahead, man. But, going ahead. I mean,
I would say the Pacers defense can be
more
shaky sometimes. Like, they give up a lot of points.
They shaky like Dev's legs last night. That's crazy. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they are. But yeah. I would probably say Portland, I'm sorry. I was thinking about Dame Miller. But I think the Milwaukee Bucks, they might have enough still to edge past the Pacers.
Gotcha.
But that's a series you got to keep an eye on, man. That's a 3-6 matchup that's very tricky. And I will say this, the Bucks lose, you can go ahead and kiss Doc Rivers goodbye. I think Doc Rivers, he's becoming overrated now. He keeps getting jobs and
that's
not really
crazy, man.
Bro, he has not been to NBA Finals since he was in Boston.
Yeah, exactly. He lost to Kobe, what was that? Was that 09? And then
Something like that. Like, god dang.
So I'm rooting for the Mavericks, but you know, I think the Clippers, man, they might be sneaky. But Boston, they're gonna win regardless.
And the funny thing about that, the funny thing about what you just said, I looked at the matchups and stuff, and just how the road to the Western Conference Finals look. If Kawhi Leonard comes back, and like I said, they take care of business against the Mavericks, their course to the NBA Finals, bro, might be very. I won't say easy, but it looks favorable because OKC, they're still a young team, and I think the Clippers can get them out of there.
they only got like three hairs in their drawers. They think they're a man, huh?
Yeah, exactly. They haven't really hit puberty yet.
Yeah, yeah. They got peach fuzz and shit. Yeah,
they still got peach fuzz.
They got no facial hair. They got the taco meat like Paul Pierce. They got the taco meat.
But I will put my Western Conference Finals. I'm gonna just jump out on a limb right now.
Yeah.
I'll say Clippers and Denver.
Clippers and Denver. I respect that.
I'll say Clippers and Denver. And then my Eastern Conference. I don't think nobody will be able to get the Celtics because the Cavaliers, they're gonna beat the Orlando Magics, and they will meet the Celtics in the second round.
And then the Knicks, they ain't stronger than the Celtics.
I'm gonna say this, man. I watched the Knicks last night, man. The Knicks look like they could challenge the Celtics a little bit, but they don't have Randle. So that's why I was like, you know what? They could mess around and lose that series against the Sixers, and I think they will.
I think
something's gonna happen, man. Embiid is gonna get back in his bag, cause dude averaged 34 points before he got injured.
And then Embiid, they don't have a team to make it to them semis, though.
Who do?
You think the Sixers can make it to the semis?
Yeah, like that's what I'm telling you. Even though they lost against the Knicks last night,
right.
I still think, and that was game one. It's a fill out game, and the Knicks role players had to step up. To really get over the hump, cause it was a tight game.
And then we don't care about the Bucks or the Pacers. Either one, they ain't gonna make it. I feel like Dame, man, he kind of.
Well,
you think
Freaky
man? It's freaky. It's freaky.
That's what I'm saying. That's the question mark. That's the question mark, man. Because so that would be the second round in the East. To me, it would be the Clippers. I mean, not the Clippers. That's West. But to me, it would be the Celtics versus the Cavs. And then I really do think it will be the Sixers and the Bucks. And I'm saying if Giannis is back in the second round, the Eastern Conference Finals will be the Bucks and the Celtics. That's what I'm thinking because I feel like they will have enough firepower. If Giannis don't come back, it's going to be the Sixers and the Celtics.
And then we would love to see I wouldn't mind seeing the Clippers faces, you know, Clippers and Celtics, man, but we're going
to I would like to see the Clippers and Celtics. I'm thinking it's either them or it's going to be Denver and the Celtics.
The Nuggets, man, they just nasty still.
Yeah, the Nuggets, I edge them too. But then again, if Kawhi Leonard is back, I mean, hey.
Yeah, man.
It could really be the Clippers and the Celtics.
I love to see it, man. I love to see the Clippers, man. I rock with the Clippers. I ain't gonna hold you. James Harden, man, you better not mess this up. And that's all I got. I feel like James Harden, you better not mess this up. Yeah, I'm speaking just to him. And Paul, hey, man. Nigga, don't get shaky legs, nigga. I don't know. That's all I got. Don't get shaky legs, nigga, Paul. Paul, don't.
I'm telling you, they gotta get. I feel like this could be their year. They need to go ahead and try to get it with you.
Yeah. get it this year, that's it. Get it this year. They're going to steal a championship like the Houston Rockets stole a championship when Jordan was sitting down. Yeah.
I think they need to.
Yeah, I feel like the Nuggets, regardless, they probably gonna go on a San Antonio, you know, run of, you know, championship here and there. I feel like they got those dynamics. And, you know, the Spurs, they probably, it's gonna take them years to probably build another championship team.
Around
Wimba, you know, that boy. But, yeah, bro, I ain't got much else, man. Devin, man, I'm sorry, man. Devin, I'm sorry, man. Let's see what happens, man. And let's see how these playoffs go. Hey, man, salute to Dame. I hope Dame can, you know, Dame and B.O.B., a.k.a. Middleton, can do something. Let's see what happens. And, but, yeah. Yeah, man. Anything else, man?
In words of Kendrick Lamar, you gotta be humble.
Mm, gotta sit down. Yeah, man.
Sit down.
Yeah, man. Dev, yeah, he definitely, yeah, he got out of his character. Pushing
it. Hey, you feel yourself, you're a champion. You're doing all these things. So, but I just, yeah, Ryan humbled him, man.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Yeah, we see, man. Some other crazy fights this year. We definitely gonna talk about it, man. Appreciate you. You know.
Yeah, man.
Day one, you know, sports commentator. You know what I'm saying? Sports and politics. You know what I'm saying? Of course, hip hop head as well. Appreciate you, man. Shoot, any last notes you wanna send the people off, man? Anything else? Any other sports or any closing?
I mean, the next fight to look for. Not
Devin Haney,
of course, but Tank Davis versus Frank Martin.
Oh, okay.
That's another good one, bro.
Well, yeah, of course, your favorite, Tank. Of course.
Yeah, my favorite, Tank.
Yeah. Yeah, Tank, he's just him right now, you know what I'm saying? Tank's got it. And I don't see him losing. And once again, another, you know, because, you know, another person. Crawford, he just got it. And I don't see him losing it. And I don't know, man. It's crazy. We looking at Devin. We looking at Spence. And we looking at him different now. So, damn. You know what I'm saying? We got to wear two pairs of glasses. Like, yo, is that Devin? Is that? Oh, that is. Yeah, that's Spence. Oh, yep, that is. Yep, that. We got to double check now. It's crazy, man. We don't know. It's crazy. But yeah, shoot, man. A lot of changes, man. Appreciate you, man. You know, this has been Sports and Politics, you know what I'm saying? It's a nasty game. It's a lot of politics in sports, and it's a hell of politics in life, man. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, most definitely. All right, peace.
All right.
Energy activates conscious elevation. Peace.
Peace.